A woman is suing Disneyland because the Goofy character fell on top of her. A resident of Canada wants both a vagina and a penis and has just won public funding. And a commercial featuring nuns eating potato chips for communion wafers sparks outrage in Italy. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Whee! A woman is suing Disneyland because the Goofy actor permanently injured her. We have here a woman who visited Disney California Adventure. She didn't have the sort of Disney time that we all anticipate when we go there. She's suing the resort. It was a terrible situation. Apparently, allegedly, she was injured. Suffered several injuries after a cast member dressed as Goofy fell on top of her, according to the lawsuit. Her name is Katrina. Katrina was visiting Disneyland with her daughter. The lawsuit claims that when Katrina was bending over to tie her daughter's shoes, a Disney cast member dressed as Goofy walked directly into her, and she fell onto the hard cement. And then to top it all off, apparently Goofy fell on top of Katrina with, quote, all of his body weight, which resulted in some severe, traumatic, debilitating, and permanent injuries that necessitated significant medical care as well as lots of emotional pain and suffering. But I mean, come on, lady, this is the Goofy experience. This is called Goofy time. Everybody knows about Goofy time. This is what Goofy does, all right? Goofy's been doing this for decades. He just can't help himself. He's sorry, Mickey. I don't think this woman appreciates what I would consider to be method Disney character acting. I mean, this is some high level dedication to the character. And if anything, I mean, this Goofy deserves a raise. I mean, Mickey should give this Goofy a raise. But it says here, Katrina, despite all of the amazing experiences that are really authentic at this Disneyland, she's suing the resort. She's also suing the individual in the Goofy costume. And the cast member who also worked as Goofy's handler. Oh, Goofy's got a handler. Well, Goofy needs a handler because Goofy's out of control with the whole Goofy time. You guys are enjoying my Goofy impression? This is pretty childish. But it's Weird AF News, and I get a little childish on here somewhere. At Disney parks, cast members wearing full character costumes are accompanied by another cast member who ensures they interact safely with guests. All right, yeah, I guess you need these handlers because it's so hard to see out of those costumes, I'd imagine. I mean, it looks to me like it's difficult to navigate in those things. You got a giant head on, and I think you can only, like, see out of the mouth. Especially, I'd imagine, seeing down low to the ground, which is where Katrina was at the time. She was tying her daughter's shoes, and so probably wasn't in the eyesight of the Goofy. And then, of course, imagine you're just rushing around with that costume on. You probably get a short break, and you got to rush right back to work because if you don't, apparently they beat the characters at Disney if you're late from lunch break. I heard they. I don't know. There's some stories about the mistreatment of the Disney characters over there, though. So I've heard. So. And they're probably not paid very well. I mean, it's sad to hear that she's also suing the cast member. The poor person's probably making, you know, $16 an hour and has to pay for their own lunches at that expensive cafe in there. Now, for the purposes of this article, apparently they reached out to Disneyland and didn't hear back. Katrina claims the handler failed to prevent the collision between her and Goofy. Yeah, I'd say the handler is more liable in this situation because Goofy can't really see. I don't know what that handler was doing. Katrina's also requesting a jury trial to pursue damages related to health care bills and loss of earnings. Katrina's seeking damages for negligence and saying her injuries will result in some permanent disability. Well, if her medical bills and her injuries are absolutely legit, Disney should have just taken care of her medical bills, you know, to prevent this lawsuit. I don't know why they wouldn't do. Well, they wouldn't do that because they're Disney. That's, I guess. The article ends by saying, this isn't the only lawsuit filed against the entertainment company this year. Yeah, Disney, I imagine, gets sued all the time. And I believe they don't pay much in taxes either, as most huge Fortune 500 companies don't. How sad. Take care of the lady's bills. What's wrong with you, Disney? I mean, just penny pinching all the time. And they've raised the ticket prices again. Who can afford to go to Disney at all? We ought to just not go there, all of us. Just collectively decide, you know what, Disney, screw you. I'm going to spend $200 a ticket to go there. You bring a family of five there, you're out like $1,500, bro. That's so expensive. Well, I hope Katrina's okay in the end, and I hope she doesn't have permanent injuries because of fat-ass Goofy falling on her. Good thing she didn't bump into Donald Duck, though. I mean, that guy's always in a terrible mood. A Canadian wants both a vagina and a penis, and the public will pay for this surgery. I guess they want to screw themselves. Whoa! Okay, bad joke. So sorry. Forgive me. Apparently, Ontario has been ordered to pay for this unique surgery for a resident who is seeking to have a vagina constructed while leaving the penis intact. So this individual will have a vagina and a penis. What do you call that, a pagina or a vaginus? This is probably an ongoing debate in the community. Is it a pagina or a vaginus? It reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where they argue about whether it's called a bro or a man's ear. Anybody remember that one? Oh, that was a great episode. It says here, apparently a denying the procedure would infringe on this individual's chartered protected right to security of a person, according to the court ruling in Ontario. This was a unanimous decision by a three-member panel of judges of Ontario's divisional court, and it could expand access to what's called, quote, bottom surgery for individuals who identify as non-binary, meaning neither fully male nor fully female. We all know what this is, correct? Now, in this particular lawsuit, the individual is identified only as initials KS, so that's what we'll be referring to this person as. KS has been locked in this legal battle with the Ontario Health Insurance Plan for 2 years, when originally the health insurance denied a funding request to have a penile-preserving vaginoplasty performed at a clinic in Austin, Texas. Wait a minute, Austin, Texas? Why would they be having this in Texas if they're living in Canada? Perhaps these procedures aren't done up there? That's wild that you could have a procedure done in a different country but have it paid for by your country. I don't believe we do that in the U.S. because a lot of people go on what are called medical tourism trips where they go to another country to get a procedure that's cheaper than the U.S. Their insurance doesn't cover that from my understanding, so I've never heard of that either. What it says here, this explains it. This surgery is not available anywhere in Canada, apparently. It involves creating a vaginal canal or opening without removing the penis. So in Canada, you have to have the penis removed. But in the U.S., yeah, you can have both. That's how we do it down here in the U.S. You can have yourself a vagina if you feel like it. Yeah, in America, you can be who you want to be here. It's freedom, baby. You want to get yourself a vaginus, penjana? Have three vaginas and four penises. Put one on your chin. I mean, come on, man. It says here, KS has appealed of the original decision with Ontario's Health Services Review Board argued that forcing her to have her penis removed while adding the vagina would invalidate her identity and be akin to an illegal act of conversion therapy. She's also worried about the risk of complications and urinary incontinence from the urological rerouting and the risk of orgasm dysfunction. She argued the procedure she is seeking abroad is like standard vaginoplasties performed in Ontario, but without the additional procedure, namely the penectomy. Yeah, she wants to keep the penis and still have the vaginoplasty. We have a quote here from KS's lawyer, Mr. McIntyre, who said, quote, "This is a significant win for the transgender and non-binary communities. We hope that the OHIP decides to accept the decision of the court rather than seeking leave to appeal so that KS can move forward with her surgery she's been trying to get for many years now." So now I guess the question is, what's it going to cost the taxpayers of Ontario? About $70,000 USD, which in Canadian bucks is $8 million, I think. I'm just making fun of you, Canada. I guess the only question that I have is, should this be funded by the public? That's something that we could debate. In my country, this sort of stuff, from my understanding, really isn't funded by the public. In my country, I see people having GoFundMes just to get cancer treatments. So, to see a community fund go towards something like this seems new to me. I don't know if I'm fully on board with it. I guess in Canada, if you have all your basic stuff taken care of, then yeah. In the U.S., we don't have our basic stuff taken care of. And often I'd imagine this would be considered some sort of extra surgery that wouldn't be covered by insurance nor funded by the public. Anyways, you probably have an opinion on this. Call the show 646-450-2012. Also, I want to know, is it a vagina or a vaginus? We're going to tally up the votes.
Yay!
A commercial featuring nuns eating potato chips for communion sparks outrage in Italy. This story is out of Rome, of course. There's a potato chip commercial that features nuns eating these crispy snacks known as potato chips. We're all familiar. But eating them for communion. And we have the Catholic Church calling this blasphemy. It's blasphemous. These are blasphemians. They're saying that this commercial should be taken right off the air. The commercial is by Amica Chips, a company I've never heard of. Must be an Italian chip company. It features young nuns inside a convent delighting that their communion wafer, known as the host, is actually a potato chip. There's a Mother Superior in the commercial who's watching the nuns giggle, and it is revealed that it was her that substituted the hosts for potato chips in the box where communion wafers are kept, which is called a tabernacle. We have here someone named Giovanni Baggio, who is head of a Catholic group that monitors Italian radio and television. Giovanni Baggio has called this commercial blasphemy. Baggio said the 30-second spot was, quote, outrageous, and that it, quote, offends the sensitivity of millions of practicing Catholics by trivializing the comparison between the potato chip and the consecrated object. Bro, it's not the body of Christ. Is anyone going to break the news to these stupid Catholics? It's ridiculous to eat this little wafer. It's the body of Christ. Eat the wafer. I mean, you're living in a fantasy land, bro. A fantasy land. And now you're going to get mad that they made a potato chip commercial? So what? Man. I mean, the fact that the Vatican can get offended at anything like this after their track record, you just shut up. just stop it. The Catholic newspaper is called the Avvenire. The newspaper criticized the commercial, saying, quote, Christ has been reduced to a potato chip, debased and vilified, just like 2,000 years ago. Just like 2,000 years ago. Yeah, Jesus was actually crucified on a can of Pringles. I don't know if anyone knew that. Now, sadly, amid the backlash, Italy's Advertising Standards Authority, known as the IAP, announced an order for the commercial to be taken off the air. Oh, how could you fold like that, IAP? Wow. Get a backbone, bro, you jellyfish. Amica Chips has 7 days to appeal the decision, as they should, during which time broadcasts will continue. This is actually very good for their brand. They're getting, you know, extra coverage. Social media users also reacted in horror to the ad. This is blasphemy. Respect our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, wrote one Instagram user. Another person said, you don't play with God. To my Italian friends, I suggest a total boycott of this company. Of course, this article isn't quoting the social media posts that thought it was great and awesome and hilarious and think that the church is acting ridiculous. But you can imagine that's going on social media, of course. Amica, the potato chip company, did not reply to a request for comment, as they shouldn't. They don't have to answer to this. They're just being, you know, commercials are meant to be funny and taken lightly often. You know, a sense of humor is a great way to get your message across. And if you're butthurt by that, just calm down. I mean, it's so hard to be funny in 2024. I'm offended. Meanwhile, like 99.9% of the people laughed at the damn thing. But you got the less than 1%. Like, oh my God, this is awful. How could you? Oh, come on, guys. This is like, you know, this is like the I can't believe it's not Christ substitute. It's so funny. May I just make one more statement about it? This is just advice to the Catholic Church in general. Be cool, man. Be cool. Embrace coolness, embrace funny, embrace lightheartedness. You are losing members at a rapid pace, and you need to retain the members that you do have and attract a younger generation who just doesn't go to church anymore. So it would behoove you to be cool. In fact, if I were you, I would have the Pope star in the next commercial, also eating a chip and giggling. That's how you get converts, baby. Well, hello, everybody. This is your host, Jonesy, recording this outro in the middle of an airport. I was a little pressed for time, and I forgot to do the outro, so we're doing it a little late, and I hope you can hear me. Well, I can't remember the last time I recorded a part of this podcast with all of these people looking at me. It's kind of an odd feeling, but I'm an American. I'm kind of used to it. Anyways, I hope everything's going good for you. Listen, if you'd like to send me an email or reach out or whatever, or follow what I'm doing here in my adventures, I have my Instagram's at funnyjones. And you can email me as well, funnyjones@gmail.com, as you know. The phone number here is 646-450-2012. Can you hear the lady? Do you guys remember when the helicopters were flying over my head when I was in my apartment in downtown LA? That was crazy. Listen, if you want to support me and buy me a beer on my travels, it's pretty easy. Just go to weirdafnews.com, the official website of Weird AF News, and you can buy me a coffee or a beer right on there. Oh yeah, baby. We'll see you in the next stop.